You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.
Today on our show, I'm talking with Slaven Lunar-Kosanovic. Slaven, thanks so much for talking with me today.
Thank you, Brainerd, for the invitation. I'm happy to be here.
Slaven, I want to talk to you about your work. You're calling and talking to us from Zagreb in Croatia. First, I think I should ask you, since it's almost Christmas here in 2020, a few days away from it, and still the peak of the pandemic, or maybe not the peak. What's happening there? What's happening in Zagreb in terms of the pandemic?
I feel like the virus is still getting to the momentum. I would love to believe that it has already reached it so far, but I'm not really very much convinced into it. So yeah, all we can do is like Sidney Youngblood would say, sit and wait. No, I'm kidding. Not sit and wait, but we can just be patient a little bit more, disciplined, which seemed to be like really a bad thing for many people, that they just lacked like the basic discipline. I wonder what would happen if there was like some more deadly virus or something else happening. It's unbelievable. People are yelling so much about this little pieces of fabric they have to carry on their noses when they enter shops. It's unbelievable. It's like you can do whatever, just don't force them to put any fabric on the nose. That's the point of going too far.
Yes, it seems a strange point of battle. So let's talk about your work. How have you been? You're part of emerged from the early Croatian graffiti scene. You're painting. You've worked in a lot of cities. How has it affected your work?
Well,
are you doing outdoor work, what's happening in terms of your work?
Well, today we just been outside painting, my brother, myself, and a friend, just using probably the last beautiful day of 2020. So we just went to catch some fresh air and to make it a little bit more colorful. But basically, 2020 was a really strange year for majority of people, I would say. And in terms of my work, I've been just sitting more at home and working from home, which is actually not bad at all. I mean, that there is much more time to think about, to socialize also with the family, to be somehow better connected. I don't miss flights at all, also the travels. So basically, I feel like privileged that I can stay and work from home a little bit more, because otherwise it would be like jumping and running and catching flights and doing this and that. I don't miss that. Almost zero. So yeah, I've been focusing mostly on like interior works, and also like there are some murals we produced this year in exterior walls. But yeah, I'm also doing like a lot of let's say recycled materials, and this is something that I'm really kind of devoted to. I really love to use all this, materials that already has been used for some purpose, like cardboards, for example, and then I just repaint them at home and I produce like new works out of those. So people are like very much into this consumerism thing, and I'm just now discovering hot water here. I mean, it's nothing new that I said, but it's just something that people, it seems that they just lack to really put it to practice, and everybody likes to have like a beautiful white blank canvas and then paint on it and then have it like with big frames, little frame, whatever frame. But I really enjoy this process of picking up something which was used, the resource was used or something, and then just breathing in new life for this material, and instead of somebody's garbage, it's becoming actually like artwork, and it's being sold and exhibited and whatever. So it gets like, I love to create a new value. And also, besides all the work, I really am happy to have rediscovered a little geek within, and to stay mostly at home and to read. I think my amount of books this year doubled from past years, and I'm really super happy for this. So yeah, like the year 2019, last year was like more or less occupied with touring around, with presenting my own book, and then it really ate a lot of energy. But this, I'm so happy that we managed to pull it out last year. If this was happening this year, it would be really collapsed, and it wouldn't really work well. So, yeah.
So let's talk about specifically some of the work. I'd like to talk about the work that you're using, as you're saying, recycled objects in, but also you did a few murals this year. What was one of the murals you did, if you want to talk about that?
Yeah, why not? Of course, it's one of the biggest one of the biggest murals for this year was actually in Rijeka. It was produced with a production for Rijeka was it's a big harbor in Croatia. For those who don't know, who are not familiar with the name, so it's like biggest harbor in Croatia, and it was voted for European cultural capital for 2020, together with a city in Ireland, if I'm not mistaken. So yeah, we were invited like a couple of times to work on a little bit, to paint a little bit over there, create some murals. And this last mural was actually dedicated to Rijeka musical scene, which is very specific in terms of Croatia and ex-Yugoslavia as well. They always had like a little bit of specific tones, even if you are talking about punk, rock, new wave genres, and this is really kind of a specific city, and I really love it. It's one of my favorites in Croatia. We really love to go there. We have good friends, and there is like some kind of mild vibe connected to the city, good food. It's very, how to say, the air smells nice because of the sea, of course. And yeah, the music is very specific over there. So I felt like we live in like, let's say, symbiosis with the musical scene as well, in terms of they give us inspiration, of course, when we work, and I want to also pay a little bit of homage back to that scene. Yeah, so this musical mural was kind of one of the last ones produced in this year.
And you know, that was the last one of the year. Is that because of COVID? It would seem that one of the things that would still be viable is outdoor murals as well as graffiti, right? That this is something that that can survive COVID or can be produced during COVID. You can go outside and wear a mask and paint and share work. Is that not the way you're working so much anymore, or am I not correct? That's not really necessarily an art medium, an art form that's flourishing in a pandemic.
Actually, I wouldn't say it's really, it's not flourishing, and it's not really also being less intense. It just keeps on going. There's like a lot of artists working, and it's yeah, of course, we can be isolated from each other. We work on like large scale productions, and we can be distanced from each other. We are very much used to wear the masks anyways, even before COVID. So, yeah, I guess there were not really kind of big, really big significant changes in terms of graffiti art during the pandemic. I mean, we've been going out when there is a lockdown. I don't really enjoy going out too much. But then again, yeah, we worked quite some projects, and maybe less definitely than the years before in terms of like a commercial project. But then again, they were like canceled for, yeah, reasons, of course, related to the pandemic, and but yeah, still, I mean, I'm pretty much happy with the year, with the outcome so far. So in terms of business.
So let's talk about the work you're doing inside, because you've been indoors, you've been reading, and you've been making work on canvas or on board. What kind of work are you making?
This is kind of like a series that I usually produce during the winter months, and now it's, yeah, since I'm staying at home most of the time, then I produce them now during the whole year. So these are usually, most often, like cardboards, but also like pieces of wood. There are also a lot of stuff that I produce. It's not only digital. I use like the pencil, and it's my kind of basic tool. So I have like, I sketch And then I scan the illustrations, and then I color them in the digital way. So I do vector graphics, and I designed also like a line of, not really, it would be pretentious to call it a line of clothing, but it's just like a small series of T-shirts and hoodies and patches and stuff that I produce for, like, let's say, my market, like people that love it. And then, this was also one of the focuses for the year 2020.
So tell me more about those. So how big are those? And these are works that are able to get out into the world. They're being shared, or how do they get out of your studio? Do you have collectors that you're sending them to? Is that what you mean, or am I misunderstanding?
Yeah, I mean, also, yes. These works are for example, like illustrations are something that appears only in digital world. So. For them, I send them, of course, to the clients, and they need it. And the works that I do, the art that I produce at home, for example, on cardboards or these old surfaces, they are being presented. I do present them. I do use this free social network that we all have. I mean, Facebook and Instagram. So Instagram is mostly a thing that I focus on artwork and on painting. So. Yeah, then people see it and they just send the mail and then contact me and purchase the work. So this is it's very easy, very, very simple. So the formats are, maybe at the moment I'm working on several smaller ones, which are like maybe 50 by 50 centimeters or something, so more or less. And this is kind of stuff that then people get in touch and then they buy it.
And this is work on paper. So you've done a number of different things. To talk about it, I've seen some work on a website. I've seen work that you posted on Facebook in August. Mm-hmm. What does the work look like now? I've seen you work in a number of different ways. Are you using like spray paint on the background and then adding different elements to it? Or how are you working? How are the images?
In terms of technique, I mostly use, for example, with these little mobile works that I produce at home, I use the spray paint just as to basically cover the surface, the object. And then I take the brushes and I use the acrylic paints, like for the usually like artists use for painting canvases, producing the works, and I do like a combination spray can. With spray can, you can work much faster, significantly faster than you do with acrylics. And then I just cover the material, then get the basic color, and then I can just work for like hours, days, weeks with brushes and just adding the little details and just going on and on.
And in these works, is there a narrative or a message? What's happening in them? How do you see them in terms of their?
Do you see a
story in them? Tell me.
There are some messages that I try to convey in some of my works. Not necessarily, of course, but sometimes I just do them like art for art kind of thing. But sometimes I do want to send some message with the works, and I usually do write like a little stories when I post the works on Instagram. Not always, as I said, but sometimes I just do a little like kind of background explanation. So it's kind of, I see the social work networks also as a little bit of a sort of a visual diary. So I don't want to be putting up pardon my French, but visual diarrhea, like kind of putting what I have ate or I don't know, pictures that a lot of people put up there just because, I don't know, they feel like it's very necessary, it's very important to share it with everybody. And not to mention the new networks like TikTok and stuff like this. It's, very, very much turning humanity into some weird ways, so to say. But I want to like I want to tell if I want to tell something, if I have not an urge, but if I produce something that I need like a little bit sometimes to just give a little bit explanation. Sometimes the work is really simple. Sometimes I feel like this or like that. Sometimes I don't want like put anything. It's just art and it's just fun forever for anyone that could like or dislike it. But then if I have a message, then I would love to use it. And messages are usually kind of quotes taken from the books or from the songs, or I try to do them also like a little bit sometimes not metaphorically, but I try to put them in context with something else. And when I speak about problems or benefits of things, and if I try to put them out in my works, then I try to use speak of general things. I don't like to put any accent and speak like about specific problems, for example, in Croatia, because problems in Croatia are a kind of global thing. People all over the world feel the same cold, feel the same hot, feel the same crisis with about this pandemic or something else. Whatever. We're all kind of more or less whatever difference we have between each other. It's always much more things that connect people that they isolate them from each other. So I like to speak in general, and I like to speak about also simple things. I don't like to complicate too much, because it might sound simple, but I think it's still not absorbed. It's still not comprehended among most people, and it's visible every day on very, very simple things. Whatever, like raising up kids, or behaving toward each other, or behaving in traffic, or behaving towards the pets, or behavior in general. And there are many simple things that I feel really need to be spoken about a little bit more. And things need to sit within. And also, for example, like in social network, considering Facebook, on Facebook I don't post too much of my art. I post mostly kind of links that I consider useful, and that communicate some of these general qualities that I mentioned, so which I feel are good to share with other people who are willing to read and give it a little bit thinking about it. So, and also, of course, the links to my radio show, which I enjoy. It's like a new toy in my hands.
So tell me a little bit about that. Your radio show is like a new toy in your hands? What does that mean?
I was invited like a couple of years ago by a friend who founded the radio station, one of really cool independent radio stations in Croatia, Yamat FM, late Alan Balan, if I wanted to do a show of my own together with some other people who are not necessarily professional musicians, but are kind of, fanatics about music and collecting a lot of stuff. And then they have some concept how to present the music, how to make the show. And then I started doing it like 2 years ago, and I'm still enjoying it. So now it's been like almost 100 shows so far. So I'm pretty much happy. It's like getting a little bit out of the, I'll say, not really comfort zone, because music is my comfort zone, so to say, but still it's kind of fun. It's like a new toy that somebody gave you to play with. So I used to DJ for fun, and just because I love setting some selections, and I'm very picky when it comes to music, and I also like to see myself as like kind of versatile when it comes to genres of music. So I enjoy sharing some of these vibes with the public.
I like that. So I feel like I should ask you, what music are you listening to lately? What's exciting you most these days in terms of new music or older music or whatever you're listening to?
It's like also new art or old art. I mean, I enjoy everything that is good, which has some quality within, and which was produced with some originality, and You can sense the honest energy, and you can sense like a cliche hits. So it happened before, and it will continue to happen. So yeah, I'm listening also music from older decades, like I don't know, even from 40s, 50s, 60s, and I'm listening also following the new modern music. So I mostly like electronic source of music. I really am in love with 80s new wave synth pop. New romantics kind of music, so this is like basically something that I prefer among others. And also, people usually laugh when I mention that, but Italo is like a kind of genre that people usually put it in correlation with kitsch, with kind of this soft pop Italo tones, and it's fun. But there is like trashy, but there's like so many also old production which was really good, and so many new stuff that is really up and coming now that I really kind of enjoy listening and sharing. But my mixes are usually like very eclectic kind of stuff.
Right, and well, that sounds like a lot of fun, and I want to ask you one more question, and maybe this is a larger mm-hmm. question, which is what are you reading now? But you also said this was a very good year for reading. You read more this year than any other year. So I could ask you what you're reading now, but which I'm interested in. But also, is there anything that really stuck out from what you've been reading this year? A certain type of book? Or,
Definitely. I mean, I'm interested in various fields. At the moment, I just yesterday I finished the book of one of the books about Nikola Tesla, written by a Serbian writer, and it's actually more kind of showing Tesla in private life and some of issues connected with his like private personality, how he really was. And I read some books about him, like in terms of biography, but I really enjoyed this one. It's a little bit of special. He has this kind of poetic touch. And I'm reading to the trilogy of two Slovenian journalists who wrote the books about arms selling during the war in ex-Yugoslavia 30 and something years ago, and this is like really hard stuff to read a little bit, but I'm not really kind of naive, and I know where I'm living and what we are surrounding with, but it was really interesting to read about this in the books, in the evidence of some really professional people. But what stands out among the other books during 2020 that I read was the books were the books of Henryk Sienkiewicz. It's an old Polish Nobel Prize winner, who was writing, I think, in the beginning of 20th century, and I managed to get his books about, I don't know how to translate it, but it's about the Polish wars with Tatar people and Ottoman Empire and Sweden's Kingdom of Sweden at the time. So it's pretty interesting matter to read. It's more like, I don't know, also like my mother brought me two books about 14th century, like medieval ages in terms of wars and plagues and whatever in France, Spain, England, Germany, Italy. It was super, super interesting to read.
It's fascinating. I'm glad we went over some of those books. Slaven, I want to thank you so much for talking with me today. I really appreciate your work,
thank
your
you.
Time, and talking to me today. Thank you so much.
Thank you as well. I was really happy and happy to be a part of your interview sessions, and also happy holidays.
You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.